Try to sit straight, keeping your back and the head in a straight line. And first of all, just feel the body grounded to the floor. Just feel the weight of your buttocks and feet pressing the floor underneath. Just feel that solid contact, grounded feeling to the floor. Then gently kind of lift the spine upwards. Give a little lifting movement to the spine upwards to try to get some space between the spinal vertebrae. So the blood and life force circulation can flow freely, unimpeded, to help you stay awake. And feel your head balanced on top of the spinal column. Try to keep your chin level or parallel to the floor. And try to find the center of gravity of your head and spine over the hips. Center of gravity, that point where you could either fall forwards or backwards. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face muscles. And relax your eyes. Just mentally feel the whole sitting body. Just mentally noting to yourself, sitting, 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 as though you were kind of just watching the body sitting there. You can take a few deep, slow breaths to feel the exaggerated expanding and contracting sensations of the abdomen, rib cage, and chest in order to oxygenate the blood, to imprint the feeling of breathing in the consciousness. Just think like this to yourself. Breathing in, letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, sitting here and now. Breathing in, letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, sitting here and now. Just keep up this basic mindfulness. On the next out breath, just let go of any controlled breathing. Just let your breathing come back to its own normal, lesser pattern. And keep your attention focused either in the abdominal area to feel the expanding and contracting sensations, or feel the touch of air as it goes in and out of the nostrils. whichever of those two points helps you to stay awake, helps you to stay focused. Just knowing when the breath is coming in, and knowing when the breath is going out. Knowing by feeling it. You can make these mental notes to yourself if it helps you to stay focused. As the breath is coming in, just make a note of in. In the brief pause, remember that you're sitting. Making a mental note of sitting. And on the out breath, be aware of out. And again, sitting. Just in, sitting. Out, sitting. Just the ongoing, continuous, present moment. This body. Starting point for mindfulness and concentration. With each out breath, relaxing the body and mind more and more into the present moment. Just in sitting. Out sitting. each in breath, noticing or straightening the posture, to lift the chin up if it's drooping downwards, gently lift the spine up to help the breath come in more easily. You find yourself lost in thought, recognize it as lost, lost. Find the body sitting on the floor, take a deep breath, plug back into the present moment of in sitting, out, out, sitting. try to notice the beginning, the middle, and the end of the in-breath, and the brief pause. In the beginning, the middle, and the end of the out-breath, and the brief pause. Don't give the mind time to wander in thought. It's like looking through a magnifying glass or a microscope. Just pick up the finer details of the breathing process. the mind is drowsy, or too many thoughts, come back and take a few deep, slow breaths to help waken up, to plug back into the body. letting go of thoughts, keeping the posture straight, relaxing around pains. Keeping connected to the breathing body. Balancing mindfulness and concentration. This is the effort, the skill in meditating. Noticing subtler, finer details, sensations of the breathing body, and subtler thoughts as they arise in the mind, to let go of them. Breathing in, sitting. Breathing out, sitting. Thoughts come and go. Sounds come and go. Various sensations, pains come and go. That's just a continuous flow of impermanence through the body and mind. The body keeps sitting and breathing, sitting and breathing, sitting and breathing. The breathing body is the anchor for the mind. If you lose that anchor, the mind gets lost in the storms of neurotic thinking, or the past and future, or gets pulled under by drowsiness. It keeps sinking the anchor, the awareness deep into the breathing body. Feel more and subtler sensations. Now let us spend the last some minutes of the meditation by cultivating, sending out thoughts of friendliness and metta toward ourselves and all other beings. So just take a couple of deep, slow breaths. Just watching your own body sitting there, breathing. Just think along these lines to yourself. May I be free from excessive attachment and greed, anger and hatred, jealousy, envy, fear, pride and ignorance. May I be free from the pain, sorrow and sufferings of body and mind brought about by such unskillful thoughts and actions. May I have the patience, the strength, the mindfulness and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. You continue to learn the Dhamma, to practice meditation, to free the mind from suffering. May I be well, peaceful, and wise. In the same way, may my parents, other family members, relatives, good friends, may all of them be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. May they be free from pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind. May they also have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May they also be able to deepen their knowledge of the Dhamma, to learn and practice meditation, to free their minds from suffering. May they be well, peaceful, and wise. May all ordinary people, strangers on the street, people that are struggling to make ends meet in this difficult world, undergoing all kinds of problems. May all of them be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. May they be free from the pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind brought about by their unskillful thoughts and actions, and by the actions from others. And may they have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. And if they haven't already, may they also have the precious opportunity to hear the mind-healing teachings of the Buddha, to learn and practice meditation, to free their minds from suffering. May they be well, peaceful, and wise. Finally, may all beings in the whole world wherever they might be in the 10 directions, those living far or near, visible or invisible. May all beings be free from greed, hatred, fear and ignorance. May they be free from pain, sorrow and sufferings of body and mind. May all beings have the patience, strength, mindfulness and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May all beings be able to live peacefully and harmoniously together, understanding the ultimate interconnectedness and interdependence of all things. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. Imagine those words, vibrations, vibrating throughout space. Just well, peaceful, and wise. Dukkha patta chani dukkha bhaya patta chani bhaya soka patta chani soka Hontu sabbe pipanino. May the suffering be free from suffering. May the fear struck be free from fear. May the grieving be free from grief. In this way may all beings live. Thus spoke the Buddha. And now take a deep breath. Your feet or legs have gone asleep, and you can wiggle your toes or feet a bit, bring the circulation back. And then slowly unfold your legs. And again, just slowly stand up for a minute.